In Miami Beach, people are buzzing about this month's scheduled opening of a new hotel in fashionable South Beach, not because it has oceanfront suites that will cost up to $650 a night, or because its restaurant was designed by trendy Brazilian artist Romero Brito. People are talking because the new hotel is the first luxury resort in the country developed and owned by African Americans. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The Royal Palm Crown Plaza Hotel fits right in with its South Beach neighbors. Its facade is an exact replica of the Art Deco hotel that once stood on the site. Its colors are tropical yellows and whites. Palm trees sway over the swimming pool. R. Donahue Peebles is the majority owner and developer.
This hotel is what Miami Beach is all about. It's cutting-edge design. It's exciting. It's unique.
But the hotel's luxurious appointments belie the long and hard-fought struggle it took to bring the hotel to life. In 1990, local black leaders organized a tourism boycott of Miami after local politicians snubbed Nelson Mandela during a visit to the city that year. Mandela had thanked Cuban leader Fidel Castro for opposing apartheid, which outraged the city's powerful anti-Castro Cuban exile community. The boycott lasted 3 years and cost the area an estimated $50 million in lost revenue. Andy Ingraham is the president of the South Florida-based National Association of Black Hotel Owners and Operators. He says community leaders demanded tangible results before they ended the boycott.
You had a community that was fed up with the treatment, and you had a community that wanted something a little bit more than just, say, another report. The development of this hotel will lead to economic participation for many African Americans.
Miami Beach politicians, eager to end the boycott, agreed to seek out a black developer for a city-owned oceanfront lot. Peebles, a black Washington, D.C.-based developer, jumped at the opportunity. But it was only the beginning of a battle against what he says were entrenched attitudes on the beach.
I remember the mayor at the kickoff of the selection committee process reminded us that we were doing something historic. But he said, we're building a hotel that will be owned by African Americans, but not for African Americans. I was taken aback a bit, and I don't think he even knew what he was saying.
Not to mention that the original hotel the city sold Peebles to develop turned out to be in such bad shape it couldn't be restored. It had to be completely demolished. And because it was in an historic district, the city demanded that Peebles construct an exact replica of the old hotel. But Miami Beach leaders insist they're delighted with the result. George Gonzalez is city manager.
I personally don't feel that we look at that as an African American hotel. I look at it as a stunning property, and it's a very welcome addition to our hotel product, and one that will be attractive not only to African Americans but to anybody. I'd certainly be happy to stay there.
While the hotel will be managed by the upscale Crown Plaza hotel chain, and while Peebles himself has asked the city and the tourism board to stop referring to his project solely as the African American Hotel, he does acknowledge a special responsibility as a black developer.
My grandfather worked in the hotel industry for over 40 years. He had some college education, and he worked as a doorman. He was stuck as a doorman at the Sheraton Hotel at Wardman Sheraton in Washington, D.C. And what I've committed myself to doing, and everything we do, is to create limitless opportunities so if someone distinguishes themselves, they can grow, and there's no glass ceiling within our company.
The Royal Palm Crown Plaza will have the beach's first African-American general manager and will create more than 300 jobs. Miami officials hope the hotel goes a long way towards improving relations with African-American tourists. Already, the NAACP has booked its convention for 2003 at the hotel. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami Beach, Florida.